Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Sunday edition of Football 24/7 recapping Eagles practice number 14 of training camp here. With John McMullen, who is down live at the NovaCare Complex today for practice. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening?
Better than the Eagles offense. How about that? Big Fangio in the D, stepping up again.
Another defense day, Johnny Mack. Tell me about it. What'd you see? Opening synopsis of what you saw down there at camp today.
Long practice. It was a green practice, so full bore, so to speak. More of an inter-squad scrimmage. They had the coaches up in the balcony of the NovaCare Complex. So the guys who would be up in the booth during the game day to try to work on game day communication. So Vic Fangio, most notably. But, yeah, I mean – very good performance. A lot of it had to do with Lane Johnson getting a Veterans Day. Boy, when he's not there, it's amazing the difference that this team has. Certainly one of the most valuable players. Always the quarterback is the most valuable player. But you can make a strong case that Lane Johnson would be number two because they are not the same team when he's not on the field. Josh Sweat had a huge day, mainly lining up on that left side against Brad Johnson. Brandon Graham had a huge day. Really, really poor day for both backup quarterbacks. So for those pumping the Tanner McKee bandwagon, I would say Kenny Pickett was awful today and Tanner McKee was a little bit below that. Oof. I mean, they were both terrible. The good news, Jalen Hurts was solid. And he continues his great summer. Not great, not splashy. Probably the biggest play was a slot fade to Devontae Smith, which they've done a couple times this summer. That's working pretty well. A lot of frustration on the offense. Notable frustration working in the red zone. Devontae was upset at one point. Landon Dickerson was upset at one point. So a lot of frustration from that standpoint. The linebackers had a great day in coverage, which is not something we typically see. Nakobe, if I didn't mention him, he was the star of the day. He's just taking it up another notch over the past 7 or 10 days. He was all over the field today, had a sack, a tackle for loss, a pass breakup. Almost all three phases he was excelling at. I guess the biggest negative was Mekhi Becton limping off the field practice early, walking gingerly on the right leg, which he plays with a big brace on in general. So we're going to have to see how that works out. But remember, Tyler Steen's already out. So that meant Brett Toth was taking first team right guard reps, and it was Brett Toth and Fred Johnson. And the Eagles defense took advantage of that.
Good stuff on the defense today. Good stuff on N'Kobe Dean, John. A lot of comments, though, on the injury. So I want to start there. You just kind of mentioned the two big ones, Mekhi Becton. The other one was Landon Dickerson that everybody is concerned about. What do you know, John, about the injuries?
I'll tell you what, John, though,
real quick. You know, you guys put out the injury report every day. You got the beat reporters. That list is getting longer and longer and longer every day.
Yeah, the New England game was pretty physical. Landon plays through everything. And I don't know why he's playing through everything. Like, he didn't lead practice, but he was clearly dealing with something. Now, he's been dealing with something since the start of camp, and it was the lacerated toe. Then he hurt his knee in, like, practice three. You know, he didn't finish that practice. It was early. I don't know if exactly three, but very early. And then he was back the next day. He had a compression sleeve on his leg, and he's played with that since that day. And that knee is clearly bothering him. He also got stepped on the toe the other day. So, you know, evidently that keeps opening up a little bit. I don't know, man. I know he's young, and you generally only pay deference to the older players, like Lane Johnson, Darius Slay. Brandon Graham won't even let you take him off the field, so he's a little bit different. But, like, they don't need Landon Dickerson out there on August, what are we, 18th?
18th, yep.
I'm starting to say, what, you know, come on. As Vic calls him, the people downstairs dismissively, they might just want to sit him out and say, just heal up. Because the worst thing you want to do is create multiple injuries on the offensive line. Because, I mean, they are not the same team, as I mentioned with Lane. And Lane was a pure veteran's day, no issues. But they're not the same team. They need specifically the big four, and I include Cam Jurgens in that group. They need those guys out there to go where they want to go. And if that means sitting them, and practice, sit them in practice.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about what it would mean if this team lost a receiver. You lose some of that offensive line, as you just point out. That would be the biggest way to dismantle this offense, I think, would be losing Lane Johnson and another one of the key guys on that line. So we'll continue to monitor that. John, let's get into the practice real quick today. Hopefully everybody is okay on the injury front. What did you see from the offense today? We'll start on offense. Yesterday we started defense. Sounds like it was another defense day, which is a good thing. But let's start offense. What did you see on offense today?
You know, that Jalen was fine. As I said, there were a couple big plays. The slot fade to Devontae. Devontae also pulled out sort of one of those Allen Iverson crossover moves in the middle of the field that got Quinyon Mitchell. AJ is always difficult to stop. Although in the red zone, Slay had a couple nice reps on AJ. They tried a fade and a corner route. He had tight coverage on both that made the throws really difficult. Jalen was solid, but the backups were really poor today. And part of that has to do with the backup offensive line, because, you know, you're elevating Toth and Fred Johnson to the first team, and that means you're elevating guys from the third team to the second team, and the reps get muddy and ugly, and neither of those guys performed well. Tanner had two interceptions, including a pick six that went over 90 yards. I had it at 95. Perry Nickerson, a deep bench, just exploded when that happened. He also threw one to Ben Van Sumeren. Kenny was just inaccurate. He had some throws on the outside shoulder that he was putting on the inside shoulder. Just some ugly accuracy throws. So bad day for both backup quarterbacks. For those who want to pump up that battle, it's not a battle. Kenny's the quarterback too, but neither look good today. The PBU's all over the place, batted passes.
Ugly day. Sounds like an ugly day on offense.
It's a very ugly day, especially with the second and third teams. First team, it wasn't quite as bad. But when you see Devontae Smith, who's calm, he's like the coolest guy on the team.
Right.
Everybody's seen his wardrobe, he dressed, and he was frustrated. You never see him frustrated. Landon was frustrated. I think that had partially to do with the fact that he's fighting through multiple issues. But, you know, they're cursing on the sidelines and complaining about play calling, and it's rare. It's rare. So, you know, they were frustrated is the right word to call it.
Anything from the running backs today, John? Saquon, namely. I mean, you mentioned Kenny, but Saquon, namely.
There was he had a nice run. And, you know, for the first time, he's usually the decoy that had a play in the red zone where AJ was the decoy to get the ball to him underneath. That was, you know, a new twist. So a little bit. Training camp is not the time for running backs. They had a big sort of run drive where they're trying to run it. And a bunch of inside zone. Nothing spectacular. It's tough to gauge running backs in a training camp environment because they had one live period, but it's with the third teamers. So, you know, Tristan McCollum hit, I think right. It was Kendall Milton. It might've been Lou Nichols. I asked some different reporters what they saw. It was one of the two big hit. But they don't let, you know, you can't really gauge. Saquon's never playing in a live period. So yeah, you can't gauge his physicality, you know, because he's so big, he's so strong, he's so fast. You know, when guys are not trying to tackle him, I don't think you get the full Saquon Barkley experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. Quick show tonight, everybody, for everybody in here today. Appreciate all of our people in here. Just a couple 20 minutes here. We're going to give you already 10 into it. So thanks, everybody, for being here. MB, Tampa Eagles, Niners all damn day. Crowley's in here. Appreciate all you guys. Mad Bird, Daz, I see you. Daz in here. We're going to get to your man next. John, let's go to that defense. You said they had another good day. Would you register this as win number two for the defense today?
Yeah, this was a decisive win.
Another decisive win. Nice.
I always laugh about that, but yeah, I mean, they played better.
Yeah, it's good.
And that probably Saturday and Sunday here are the first two times where you could say they were the better group. And you could have argued a couple other days that were close, but nothing emphatic until the past 2 days. So it's interesting, and it seems to, you know, we got to talk to Big Fangio this morning, and it was tremendous again. Bunch of Vic-isms, starting with, you know, we asked, I think it was Jeff McClain asked him first, you know, he was blitzing like it was Brian Flores yesterday. And, you know, so we're all wondering what was that about? Was it about helping the offense? And, or was it, you know, something from Bix? And Bix said right off the bat, yeah, there was no consideration for the offense. So it was, he said it was just time that we installed some stuff.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And yesterday we worked on it, the blitzing, installed it prior to yesterday's practice, which is rare. You're installing things this late in the summer. But that was the issue yesterday. Today, there was some blitzing, not as much, but it was just, you know, guys dominating. Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, N'Kobe Dean. You know, all the linebackers had good days. Trotter, Jeremiah Trotter had a good day. He had a pass breakup. As I mentioned, two interceptions.
Go to N'Kobe, Dion. What'd you see from N'Kobe today? A lot of people love hearing the updates on N'Kobe. Seems like he's really come on in the last week.
Yeah, a lot of guys. I was talking to Zach Berman. He said it was his best practice ever. I mean, I thought he was better yesterday than he was today. He's playing great to the point I've said it on the show and people have laughed at me, but they don't get to see practice. He is by far the best linebacker on this team, by far. And I don't know what Vic's doing, but you know, he's still starting Devin White and Zach Bond.
Is making him earn it? Is that a realistic explanation? You know, like what if he's
maybe,
that much
maybe
if
earlier.
He looks that much better to you, John? And I believe you have as good of a football eye as anybody out there. Why is he not out there? I mean, if you started to see a switch where, like, okay, maybe he's going to start to get those starts.
Well, that's the thing. He has been out there. He's rotating right in more with the first team. Like the first team, and I asked Big today about linebacker rotation because typically it's not a rotational position.
Yeah, right. I think that could be a problem, by the way. But we'll see.
And he said, yeah, we're open to it. But he did say, I do think you're better off with a set group.
Yeah, makes sense.
So he believes that. And ultimately, you know, reporters, we have three more practices. By the way, the Eagles switch Monday and Tuesday. So we were going to do a night show Monday. We should tell everybody. We're going to be on in the morning tomorrow because the Eagles switched their Monday and Tuesday schedule. So they're having a walk.
So a Tuesday night show we'll have.
Yeah, they're having a walk through tomorrow. So we'll be on. That's closed to the media. Tuesday, we're going to have a night show. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because those are the last three practices that will be open to their entirety to the media. My thought is, they're holding things back until we can't see them.
Yeah, right.
And that's my guess. And N'Kobe's going to be out there.
Yeah, they're just obsessed with the competitive advantage. Yeah, God forbid they have a reporter report
really
that N'Kobe Dean's the number one linebacker. But hey, look, if you're here, you have the scoop. And we appreciate John for giving it to us every single day. John, any other players on defense? Actually, I'll go to a guy for you. Bryce Huff. What did you see from Bryce Huff today? I read somewhere. Forget it. I think it was Andrew DeCecco or maybe Elliot Shore Parks. He had another great practice today. What'd you see from Bryce?
Yeah, I Bryce has been having a good stretch of days. I don't think today was his best day. I don't think he was. Everybody was good on defense, but only because Josh Sweat probably had three sacks. You know,
yeah, I actually got a comment, John, yesterday. Hey, Xander, can you reach out to Johnny Mack and ask him about Josh Sweat? So I was happy to hear you bring him up in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he had multiple sacks today. Brandon had multiple sacks today. So only because those guys were so dominant, you know, not that Bryce played poorly. The whole front, Jalen Carter had some big plays, had a pass breakup, had ate Brett Toth for lunch. No surprise there. He had a sack. You know, they all played well. And that's generally when the defense plays well, you can – you can bet the front is playing well. Even guys, backup guys like Thomas Booker had a big day. So, you know, they played well, but I would say it was more of a sweaty day than a Bryce Hupp day. But he played well, and BG has played well. And N'Kobe played the best of anyone, I would say, the entire defense. I mean, he was all over the field. Him and a pass breakup on Devontae Smith. You know he's feeling it then.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, anybody else on defense? And then we'll close with just, you know, what the schedule is for the week. And then also Brian Fleming brings up your question to Vic Fangio. So we'll hit on that real quick before we get out of here. But any other guy on defense today that stood out to you? I know it was a good defensive day, so that's a positive thing. But any other player that made an impact or that stood out today?
Well, Perry Nickerson, you know, he's a guy who we don't talk about a lot, but he's a veteran, knows how to play, can play slots, knows Bick's defense, was in Miami with him.
What was he running with, the second team, third team?
Second, he gets some second team, but usually third team. Now that Cooper's back, third team, he had been some second team.
Where was Cooper today?
Slot. He's only playing the slot. He's
on the second team.
Yeah, he's on a pitch count. 12 reps, Bick said, every day. He just that's one of his Bickisms. He talks about the people downstairs like they're second class citizens at the NovaCare complex. But
and who's he referring to when he says that?
Yeah, the trainers and the medical people. Because he wants them out there, but he can only put them out there for 12 reps. And, you know, he's ramping up pretty quickly and he looks very good. And that's been part of my Quinyon Mitchell thing. Like I firmly believe, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I firmly believe N'Kobe's going to be a starter against Green Bay. I firmly believe Quinyon's going to be a starter, which I think everybody knows, but I think he's going to be a starter outside. And then if you can get Cooper DeJean, ramped up, he would be the slot corner. If you can't by that point, because it is sort of tight, then Quinyon will probably move inside. And then Rodgers and Ringo is still a battle, I think, even though Rodgers takes the first snap every day. He's kind of taken a couple steps back. That's been a back and forth. You know, Ringo played well early, had a little bit of a lull. Now Rodgers is having a little bit of a lull, and Ringo is starting to show up again. So, but however it ends up, it's much better than it was last year. So it's a much better problem to have.
No doubt about it. Good stuff that the defense got a win today. John, let's get your player of the day here before we wrap up this episode of Football 24/7. Who's your player of the day? I think I got an idea who it might be.
Well, it's N'Kobe. I mean, Zach said it was his best practice ever. I think it wasn't even his best practice of the weekend. That's how well he's playing. I thought he was better.
By the way, yesterday. I meant to ask you, and I teased it after you left yesterday to the people who were still on here with me. I forgot to ask you your player of the day yesterday. Can you take the mind back to yesterday and give me a guy? Or
boy, it all.
I know it's tough to do because it all flows together.
It all runs together. It might be N'Kobe back to back. If he had his best practice ever, and I think he had a better practice, it might be a N'Kobe weekend.
Yeah, right. We'll just default to N'Kobe.
Yeah, that's how well he's playing. Seriously, though, you can't. It's practice. I mean, but you can't say it enough. He is just, and he's. You know, we always talk about he's undersized. He's been the most physical Eagles defender. He's beaten people up, too.
That's tremendous.
He you know, the other day he really knocked Will Shipley on his ass in a 7-on-7. He's been very physical. You can tell, you know, and maybe it was about lighting a fire under him, trying to make him prove himself. And if it was, it's working because he is taking the bull by the horns here.
Good stuff there. John, we got to give Daz some love. Daz has been in our chat for years, by the way, for 3 or 4 years now. He's been with us from really the beginning. he has been N'Kobe Dean's number one supporter, as all next to maybe you, John, who have been saying stop.
Well, actually, Jody was much better. Like, I liked N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah.
Coming out of college, Jody had him in the Hall of Fame before he ever stepped foot on the field. I had some concerns over his size and that.
Yeah, but you did. You were the one guy on this network, yeah. Who said, "Don't close the book. Give him some time. Let him get acclimated." And but Daz, we got to do something for you. If N'Kobe Dean has a good year, we'll talk about it on the show.
Oh, we got to go N'Kobe Dean jersey.
We got to give Daz a N'Kobe Dean jersey. I got to do it for him. If N'Kobe Dean reaches some metric, or I don't know how to quantify it, I'll have to think about it. If you guys got some ideas in the chat, give it to me. But we got to get Daz a N'Kobe Dean jersey, assuming N'Kobe Dean has a solid year this year. So I don't know how we want to do it or how we want to figure out how to do that. But Daz, N'Kobe Dean jersey coming your way if he can live up to it and continue to be this type of impact player for the team. John, what's the schedule for the week before I let you out of here?
Tomorrow's a walkthrough, originally scheduled to be a practice, and then they were going to have a walkthrough on Tuesday. So basically they just flipped. Monday and Tuesday, they're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're practicing. And those will be the final three practices of training camp, so to speak. Friday off for a walkthrough. Saturday is the final preseason game against Minnesota at Lincoln Financial Field. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday's cut down day. So the Eagles aren't going to make, it seems they're not going to make guys practice before the cut down, which is probably a good thing. You don't want guys, you know, who are going to be cut to have to go through that. But we're getting close to the cut to 53. Final three practices, which are always that last one, Thursday's practice. That'll be the last one that reporters get to see for the entire year, the full practice. We get to watch individuals and things first 15, 20 minutes of practice, but we don't get to watch team drills. So that's always a disappointing day for us, but you know, you try to get as much information as you can when you can, and we're getting close to the end.
Johnny Mac, good stuff today, man. Good recap on the two training camp practices this weekend. Good, it's good to hear. I think it's a positive thing that the defense got two wins, but we'll monitor how it goes all week long. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, John, on Birds 365. Good stuff today, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you all for being here. I see everybody in the chat, Crowley, Kevin, Jack, Steve, Daz. Appreciate all you guys. Hit that like button on your way out. We will catch you in the morning on Birds 365. See you next time, everybody.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.